And we're back. Hello. Welcome to the South Road Boys. Mr. Barnes, long time no see. How are you?
It's been a few weeks because we pre-recorded a few episodes because you're away doing the worky thing.
I was away doing the worky thing, but I'm back, baby.
Haven't seen each other for 3 weeks.
It's been a while.
I don't know how you lasted, like, what, 7 weeks or something, or 6 weeks when I was away?
Well, you know, I secretly video you. So I just sat there and just watched my laptop of you talking while we do a podcast. Yeah. It's slightly weird, but, you know, you get used to it after
a while.
It's
only weird.
The first time.
When you're using it one-handed. Yeah. Only weird for them. Good to see you back, mate.
Thank you. Now, because I've been away, I don't know whether or not this is going to become a tradition, so don't fucking bank on it.
Right.
I come bearing gifts.
I did see you had a bag.
Hey.
And
was there a little bit of a joyous moment?
No, it doesn't mean a lot with you, though, because you...
Oh, fuck off!
No.
I have given you some amazing gifts.
No, I'm not saying the gifts are bad.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying that you can turn up with a bag that has a drink in it and whatever else. And
yes.
You bring stuff.
Mm.
It's easier for me. Normally, I mean, not right now because we're in the what is it, the
pod cave.
Sounds like some kind of a mathematical shape or structure, doesn't
well,
it?
Well, welcome to the hot cave. It's approximately 3 meters squared.
So, but because of that, I didn't know whether or not it was a big deal or whether you'd done something weird.
I call
weird
it a big
or,
deal. That's or, my pet name for it. Well, meet the big deal. And my wife goes,
that big. Line, yeah, that line's getting really old, Joe.
Big?
We've been together how many years now?
Yeah, exactly. Married 28 this year.
And you are still saying when you go to the bedroom, meet the big deal.
And she's still going, big?
Yeah, it's a bit more of John Cena for her, really.
Yeah, you can't see me.
Can't see me.
Now, I wish I had have been better prepared. Which is probably going to be written on my tombstone.
That's our show.
The Joe Mather story. I wish I'd have been better prepared. So we can't play a bit of Brad Pitt. What's in the box?
What's in the box?
I did not bring a box. Okay. So we could play what's in the bag.
Doesn't sound the same, does it?
It does not.
Be honest.
So I have two gifts for you, Mr. Barnes.
These in the past have been either kind of nerdy glorious.
Yes.
Or eclectically weird.
Yes.
And everything in the middle.
But never a disappointment.
No, never a disappointment. You've never, ever been a disappointment to me.
Oh, thanks, man.
Never.
So I'm going to give you two options.
Right.
Because there is only two gifts.
Right.
One, I put thought into and paid money for.
Ooh.
Just because it's you.
Wow.
Right?
I don't reckon it was a lot.
Oh, I didn't have to remortgage the home. I mean, you've seen the size of the bag.
Yeah, excuse me, Mr. Mather, you may need the second credit card for this payment.
Exactly. And quite frankly, it wasn't as heavy as gold bullion. So, Right. Yeah, let's not put that into it. Yep. The other was given to me, and it comes with a story of how it was given to me.
Of course it does.
But I think you will get a little bit of joy from it.
Okay. Can I just say, by coincidence, I only just realized this, why am I actually wearing one of the previous gifts
she gave me. Send Nudes.
Which is a Send Nudes t-shirt.
Yes.
Which unfortunately does not have any kind of semi-clad sexy women on it.
No, nudes it's more like as in noodles.
It's more like a Pokemon style character.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But still gave you a bit of joy.
It did, and I'm still wearing it, and I still appreciate it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So what would you rather? Would you rather the one that I thought about and thought of you and made this plan in November? And only implemented it.
Pause. The last time you made a plan in November, you put a bug.
Yes.
Or a noise conveyor.
Yes.
In my bedroom.
Yes.
Which unfortunately didn't work.
Yeah, failed.
But you made a video. That was back in November. What is it with November in you?
I don't know.
Is it just like a Guns N' Roses thing?
November rain. No. So this one, right. I met. This was through work, work.
I'm thinking one's got a story, and when you tell a story, I do enjoy those. So I'm thinking we go with the other one first.
Okay.
And then we'll flow into the story after that.
Sure. Then I will give you, Mr. Barnes, the bag.
You give me the whole bag?
The bag is for you. I've kept the other gift. Right. And what's in the bag is for you.
Am I just kind of delving over the top?
It's up to you. You can do. It's your gift now. You can do with it what you want.
Okay.
Do what you want. Running wild.
It's shirty.
It is a shirt.
It is shirty. There's a. So I've got to make sure I'm in the bike. The mic.
Oh, it's probably just advertising I left in the bag.
Yeah, right. No, remember that. There is a shirt.
There is a shirt.
Righto. Just.
It is a white shirt.
Unravel the shirt. It's a South Road Boys white. Oh, Joseph Mather.
It's the reversey shirt.
We've spoken about this before.
We have. We wanted to know what a South Road Boys in white shirt with black writing would look like. Black writing
would look like.
Now you know.
Oh, there you go. No, I'm impressed by that.
So for those who have been to our live show and have spent the couple of shekels and bought the black South Road Boys
Sold a few of our shirts.
With white writing. Mr. Barnes and I now have a white shirt with the black writing. I got it in extra lovely.
You know what
lovely.
Would have been cool? And I've just thought about this now.
Okay.
Only because
I had a shit on a gift just before.
No. No, I'm not even talking about this in general, but even our other shirts.
Yes.
Because we're just different.
Yes.
I mean, both of you and I, we're a little bit different.
Yeah.
No one would go 335 episodes on a podcast and not miss a week talking about shit.
Yes.
Without a plan. Unless they were different.
Yep.
But if you actually had the print on that.
Yes.
Complete reverse on the other side as though it was see-through.
Oh.
So if you were seeing through this side, and that's actually what you would see.
Yes.
And people at the back be like, what the fuck is that? Then you turn around and it made sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why I think that would be cool. But
yeah, I don't think it would, but you do, and that's okay.
Nice.
So there you go. It's a reversey shirt.
I like that.
The only thing that I would have liked, I didn't actually get to I purchased it in Melbourne, but only picked it up in Gold Coast. And all they did was gave the, this is what I want. I want typewriter font, black on a white T-shirt. He didn't have any white T-shirts at the time, so he just said, yeah, I'll make it for you. And he did. I would have liked it to be a bigger font.
Okay, yeah. Like,
I would have preferred a bigger font. Mm-hmm. But it does give me the white page sort of black writing.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, and old school, like when we used to go to Soundwaves, and it's like a vinyl press-on print. That's how this one's done. So when you feel it, it's
very impressed.
Nice.
Thoughtful.
Troy.
Yeah. That's good. No, I like that.
There you go.
Because it feels like it's a reasonable quality shirt.
Yeah, too. It's like, a good quality shirt.
Yeah.
Like it's not the it's not the budget version that perhaps other roadies might have.
My tits will feel great in that.
Yeah, they actually do. It doesn't chafe at all. But it makes them hard.
Nice, I like that one.
Just feeling a bit nipply.
Good, no, that's pleasant. Good it start. Is pleasant.
Now, my next one for you, Mr. Barnes.
Makes you more angelic wearing the white shirt too.
Yeah. Now, as we both know, I work in the field of the pop and the culture.
You do.
I was standing at a doorway and a particular guest walked towards me with his son in tow and I opened the door. And said guest said to me, oh, thanks very much. I said, no worries, I'm moonlighting door opener in case my current job falls apart, I can open up doors.
Wonderful.
And he goes, oh, that's great.
I think you'd be great at that.
Yeah. And handed me something. Mm-hmm. And so then walked through the door and I looked at his son and I went, oh, I've got two jobs now, opener of doors and holder of things, of which his son did laugh as well. But the thing that he gave me, Mr. Barnes, I'm going to give to you because I think would prefer it more than I would. So I've spent a little modicum of time in making sure that it's got cardboard around it because I want you to keep it in the condition it is before you go and spend a couple of dollars and maybe get it framed, which I think you may.
Okay. I know what, so I've been handed a
the envelope.
Huge envelope.
It's not the bloody Oscars,
it's
mate.
I love it. It's got Coke cardboard.
Well, I needed cardboard and I had a plethora of that.
Right, so we'll open that up. We've got the cardboard around it. Mm. So I'm assuming it's possibly like a picture or something. Where the. Oh, really?
Yes.
You think I'd prefer this? You don't want this?
I think you would like it more.
I'm not saying I don't want it. Yeah. I'm not saying I don't love it. It's a cool picture too.
I have a wife who will not let me put such shit up in the house.
Yeah, true.
Whereas you're about to become a first homeowner, you can put whatever shit up on your walls you want.
So what we've basically got is a phenomenal photo of Boba Fett
mm-hmm.
with Slave One. It's not called Slave One anymore, but his ship in the background.
Yes.
Not sure who the second character is, though.
Random.
Not really sure. But that'll be our wonderful New Zealand neighbour.
Temuera Morrison.
Mm. I forgot that he was going to be there, actually, at Supernova. Correct.
Jake the Mus himself.
Yeah.
Aquaman's dad.
Fuck, that's
Bobo Fett.
Fuck, that's a cool signature.
Isn't it? He's done a couple of them.
It's even a line. It's like he's had a ruler underneath it.
He's done a couple.
He has.
Yeah. So there you go.
That's very cool, man. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I thought it was a really cool picture.
Yeah, no, that'll definitely get put into something.
That's what I thought. Hence the reason why I went to all the trouble of a cardboard frame. Coca-Cola frame.
So, curiously.
Yes.
How did he just have some, like, on hand?
He'd been signing.
Yep, and just must have one had, in his hand or a couple of his
hand.
Must
have had one in his hand and just walked past Joe and...
This guy doesn't have much money. He just opens doors.
I just opened the door for him and he's just handed it to me. I've gone, that's lovely.
That's a really cool thing, man.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Fuck, every now and then I just, like, you go away for a while and I bag the fuck out of you to people and then you do
As
this.
As you should.
And I just, and I think, fuck no, he is a good friend.
He is. Gives me free shit.
He does.
Like, you know, I'm putting it on Front Street. It cost me nothing. Like, all I had to do was bring it home, not bent.
True, but no, that's a thing of, little thing of beauty there.
It is.
Thank
it
you,
is.
Mr. Mather.
Oh, you're more than welcome,
I'm
mate.
I'm going to send my drink near it. If I tip that over that now, I'm going to be really disappointed.
Yes. Yeah, so I had a wonderful time, met some celebrities, didn't quite get to meet Jodie Whittaker. She was
the
ex-Doctor
Who?
Fucking busy.
Was she really?
Oh, we only had
I'm so glad to hear that, though, because the amount of, I'll just say, disturbance she received from the
in
fan
the force.
Base. Yeah, like it was just, there were people that were just like, oh my God, the Doctor can't be a woman. And her series, I haven't finished watching all of her episodes.
Three.
Yeah, from what I can gather, I don't think it was really to do with her. I just don't think maybe she had some of the best writers for her period of time. And a few have said that loved Doctor Who that weren't bagging her out.
Yeah.
So maybe some of the writing wasn't as good. But in saying that, I still think she was a really cool Doctor.
And had almost full control over what she chose to wear.
Really?
Yeah, I watched a panel interview with her and that was one of the questions.
I do love some of those panel interviews because they just – They're fun, informative.
Yeah, and
it's
she's
not
just
like someone on a TV show. It's like fans asking the questions.
Well, that's what it was. We were in a theatre. There was 1,000 people in the theatre. She was on a couch just answering questions. And one of those questions was about, you know, what she chose to wear. Because, I mean, most doctors are iconic in what they chose to wear.
Very much so.
You know, Tom Baker is the scarf and the hat and the coat and the jelly beans and whatever.
The young doctor of the time was the cricket whites and the celery stick.
Yeah, Eccleston was his leather jacket, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, she said that they went back and forth over what she wanted to wear and that's where she ended up. Like, she wanted a long coat, but she didn't want it to button up and all that kind of stuff. It was really cool. Got to meet Emily Betts Rickards, which was great. Got to meet...
And for those who don't know, she was Felicity in Arrow.
Felicity Smoke in
who
Arrow.
Smoke is exactly the right. Smoke by name?
Smoke by nature.
Smoke by nature.
No, she was absolutely lovely, as was Karen Fukuhara. Got to meet her. And I got to meet, accidentally, Mr. Barry Pearl from Greece. I don't think he's actually done anything since then.
Who needs to?
Who needs to? But it was interesting. I had a conversation with him because we just had a chat. And I said, why do we no longer, bless you, oh, Mr. Barnes is going to go and have a sneeze. I said, why do we no longer have as many musical films? You know, because obviously Barry was involved in Grease, which is probably one of the most famous musicals. I said, what is it, though, do you reckon with Australians? Because I said, my three favourite musical films of all time have all got Australians in them. So that's Grease with Olivia, Moulin Rouge with Bloody Nicole.
Yep.
And Greatest Showman.
Of course.
Huge Jackman.
Which is my favourite musical by far. And I don't like musicals.
No.
I reckon I've watched that movie 15 times. Love it.
And I think 7 of them were at the cinema.
Yeah. And 5 of them were naked.
Yeah. And he goes, it's just the way cinema's gone. He goes, when I was a kid, you know, everyone was doing musicals. Like, all actors sang, danced. that was just what you did.
Or you're like, an entertainer.
You're an entertainer, whereas now people are just actors or people are just singers. You know, and we spoke about La La Land or whatever. I said, but you just don't seem to get the iconic films like Blues Brothers or yeah. Rocky Horror Picture Show. I said a lot of them come – we spoke about the similarities between films going to theatre and theatre going to films and all that kind of stuff. But yeah.
But the interesting thing too is the fact we've got the second part to The Joker coming out soon, which has got obviously Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin Phoenix.
And Lady Gaga playing Harley.
Oh, there you go.
But this is going to be, to a point, a musical. First yeah. movie wasn't. Second movie no. will be. But no one really knows how it works yet. Everyone's kind of going, oh, my God, it's a musical. It's going to be – you've gone woke or you've gone stupid or it's going to fucking bag out because it's not the same as the first movie. You're not giving us what we want, blah, blah. But no one knows. All I've seen is a trailer.
Yeah.
People have surmised that maybe it might be insanity sequences in in the ward or something. Or it might sure. be dream sequences. No one's actually come out and actually said, this is a musical.
No.
But there are musical numbers within the film.
But if you look at Joaquin, he did Walk the Line. Oh, and so, I mean, talented the boy son of can a sing. Bitch. And Gaga
does okay.
She does all right. What was that little indie film that she did with
It might have been with someone with a guitar and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a remake. Who cares? Exactly. It was a reboot. Doesn't count.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it, to be honest. I think music and film these days, I believe, if it's actually done well,
it's cool.
Kicks it out of the park.
Yeah. Yeah. But the good thing is, if you don't like it, you don't have to watch it.
No, exactly right.
Like, there's enough content out there. Yeah. It's not the only film.
Yeah, no, you'll be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was me. That was a bit of fun and frivolity and meeting some famous people who I didn't know on first sight. Like,
yep.
So many of them, I'm just like, I'm sorry, I just didn't know who you were. Yep. And as Barry Pearl said, that's okay, I didn't know who you were
for
either.
For someone who has been around decades in film,
yeah,
I don't know if you realise this, Joe, but as you get older, you do change a little bit.
Do you now?
Yeah, so you don't always look the same as you used to. It's like those wonderful social media posts from news sites that say, oh, my God, blah, 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 is unrecognizable now.
47 years old. Yeah.
Wow. What a shock.
Who would have thought?
Yeah. You know, speaking of, just quickly.
Yes.
If I ever see a headline now on social media, I normally just screenshot it. Don't need to know the story.
Okay. Why would you?
I just love bringing out how hook and sinker they are with their headlines. Now they just want to just click back you in there. So this is Daily Mail.
Yes.
Reputable news site.
Is it now?
Definitely.
That's an interesting way of putting it.
But here
sure.
we go. It's you'll notice here, I screenshot
breaking news.
Breaking news, which we love our breaking
love
news.
Breaking news.
Devastating news just in.
Devastating. Who died?
Aussie horse racing legend dies, age 25. That's actually, that's harsh. So like someone's dead 25.
Or hang on, or was it a horse?
I got two comments in and someone said, don't worry everyone, it was actually a horse.
What's the average life expectancy of a horse?
I think that's about old 22? For a horse. But seriously, if that isn't the most clickbait fucking title,
yes.
Aussie horse racing legend dies age 25. Everyone's going, oh my God, that's tragic. Obviously it's a jockey.
Yeah, obviously. Or no, a trainer.
You know what it is? Motherfucking horse, Joe.
Farlap.
Unbelievable.
Too soon.
Fuck. Daily Mail.
Daily Mail. Just
be better.
Be fucking God. Better.
We all see it. I guess, oh, just, you know what it does? Grinds my gears, Joe.
Grinds your gears.
That's what wow. it does. Grinds my motherfucking gears.
No synchro into first, that's why.
It's no.
Like, it's like. Oh, so what else has been going on, man, since I've been away?
Well, as we know, or as we've alluded to in spots, I'm in the midst of buying a house.
Yeah.
Hopefully, by the time we record the next episode, if things go to plan and a building inspection doesn't bring up termite infestation
yes.
or the fact that, you know, there's bodies buried under the house that we're not aware of and the whole place has to be excavated.
Yeah. It's a sacred site. That's it. You can't touch it.
Nope, can't.
MC Hammer.
It's an MC Hammer site.
MC Hammer site. Dun, 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 dun. Or, as we discussed earlier, you know, you're going to go up there for that sort of final inspection once the building inspection's been done, and you're going to take your first shit in the house.
Yeah, which is a very important moment.
It's a big poo to have.
And I at the prime age of 51,
yes,
haven't bought a home yet. This will be my first home that I've bought.
It's very grown
I've
up.
I've done
of
things
you.
A little bit in reverse to most.
You made your parents
so I
leave home.
I haven't dropped a turd in my own home.
No, you haven't.
Never done it.
Always been somebody else's.
Yep. Always been a borrowed loo.
A big poo and a borrowed loo. Yeah.
So this is going to be a huge moment.
I reckon
to be honest,
it will be.
I may even live stream it. Friends, countrymen, homeowners.
Do you know what I would like?
Join me on this journey.
Do you know what I'd like you to do? Here's what I would like you to do.
Tell me.
For your first poo in your home, right? For the first big deuce that you drop.
Yeah.
I want you to go
the
at the
deuce
night.
Drop. So there's a podcast.
Yeah, the deuce drop.
We actually interview someone about their first poo in the home. Oh,
the first poo is the smelliest. No, what I want you to do is the night before, I want you to go for a big vindaloo, like a mega curry, ooh, right? And get on the beers,
right?
So you really like you make.
You want to test that porcelain?
I want you to make a statement. I don't want you to be. I don't want you to be squeezing out nuggets. No. I want you to. It's going to be like some sort of Pollock painting.
Yep, World War III.
It's fucking destroy it. Because if it could survive that,
yep,
then you know it's a good place.
There isn't a crack in that porcelain. You're doing it wrong.
Correct. But I want you to go to the local news agency,
right,
and pick yourself up the Advocate. Right, you probably haven't bought an actual paper very long time.
Yeah.
But I think they still sell them.
They do.
And I want you to fold that Advocate up, put it under your arm, announce to no one in the house, I'm going for a poo, right? And then just sit there and destroy that lavatory, like absolutely flog it.
You know, here's a problem we have. Actually, two problems. Yeah. Once we get to the end of that moment, you suddenly go, oh, there's no deodorant or anything in here, is there?
Who cares?
And then you go,
my toilet.
Then you go, oh, I'm also not going to need toilet paper.
No, make sure you grab.
But you know what? That's why you've got the Advocate.
No, you make sure you take some loo paper.
Okay, so be prepared.
But if I'm, like when we sold our home, I made sure that when we left each toilet with a full roll of toilet paper.
Really?
Yeah.
You are such a nice guy.
And just one under the basin. Because when people are moving in, you probably don't think about it.
No. I wouldn't think so. I mean,
You've never bought one.
Not to a bought home, no.
No, but so we just thought, well, the next person's going to be moving in. Let's just make sure there's toilet paper. Because they're going to move in and go, oh, I need to go to the toilet. Oh, shit, there's no toilet paper.
I mean, don't worry about the fact that you painted some kind of acid on the paper that doesn't break the paper down.
No.
It's not great on skin.
No.
Yeah.
And, you know, you roll up a spider after the first layer. So when they well, it was a bit more. It's a double wipe. No, so you buy your toilet paper. You have that, make sure that's there. You got your Advocate. You do your big poo. You destroy the toilet. You read the paper. And then I want you to get that paper. And then I want you to put it in some sort of vacuum pneumatic seal. And then just keep it in the house somewhere. Just so
really?
You know that that's the first newspaper that you read doing your first poo in your own home.
Maybe you frame it.
You should. The poo paper.
Yeah, frame it and you put it on the wall.
People go.
Actually, better still, on the toilet, inside the door. So when you sit on the toilet, you've got it right there.
Oh, like you do. Remember when we used to go to nightclubs and stuff like that and they'd put something that you could read on the back of the door or above the.
Yeah, it might be a case of, you know, like if you have sex, your 77% chance of getting HIV is increased to 78%.
Fair enough.
It might be just a poster for a band.
Sure.
To play next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Advertising.
Yeah. Might be a case of, you know, no means no. But there was none of those around back then.
No. No. No one said no to me anyway.
Well, not you.
No.
Obviously. Yeah. So, no, I could definitely do that.
Welcome to the big show.
Frame the first poo paper.
And just mount
it. So someone sits at there looking at it and go, wow.
Why have you got
that? Was the first paper read
on
first poo when you bought the house. Yeah.
But I'd love
what a moment.
I just want to be there for every time someone walks out and says, why have you got an Advocate from May 2024 on the back of your toilet? And you have to explain, that's my first poo paper.
It's a good story, though.
So it would be a great story.
Definitely a good story.
And then you could tell them about the curry and the beer that you had the night you before. Could. And they went, I can still smell it. In fact, I could probably taste it.
Yeah, we've actually saved some in the frame. We did a corner wipe.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Just to get right in the cracks. Yep.
So if you actually go up in and the you crease. Smell the frame,
yes.
That little crack down the bottom.
It's like scratch and sniff.
It'll be just like you're there.
Scratch and sniff, yep. Newspaper.
Yeah.
Oh, so, dearie me.
Funny story, though. So away from that, in the process, of course, because things are very close to being all unconditional and all the rest of it, of course, having to get home and contents insurance. Because once it gets to that point, as a just in case before you move in, you tend to cover yourself over. So I was doing quotes and that kind of stuff over the last few days.
Sure.
Just to see where I'm at. And I've got my car insurance with Yui.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, okay, I should actually give them a call as well and just see. Cause see if I got my it. Car insurance. Yeah, it might work out a little bit better because you're already a client. And a lot of the time, hopefully, you would think that they will maybe give you a reasonable deal because you've already been dealing with them for many years.
One would hope so.
So not always the case in this day and planet and time. But you know. But anyway, so I've done the online scenario.
This doesn't sound like it's going to be a good ad for Huey, though, if I'm perfectly honest.
No, that's all right. No, actually.
Are we dropping a sponsor?
No, actually, like Huey. Huey, okay. You've done well for me. So I've done the online scenario, and my whole idea was jump on 4 or 5 websites, get a few online quotes, give myself an idea.
Yep.
Then I can break it down from that and go, cool, okay, break it down to a couple.
Yes.
Then make the phone call and work out if there's anything that you know you're missing, whatever else, and then make a decision from there, bang, done.
Great.
But I've rang Yui up. Oh, sorry, I've done the online for Yui, and it's got to the end, and I've clicked the get your quote. I said, someone will call you within the next few minutes. I'm like, oh, fuck.
No, they're all going to fucking after call right you. Now. No, there's no such thing as a number at the online quote.
Oh, there is. A few of them did that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, but I thought, okay, so be it. Anyway, a couple of minutes later, phone call. So, good afternoon, Troy speaking.
Yeah.
So, g'day, mate. It's Simon here from Yui.
Simo!
Just following up on your blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, yep, no worries. So, I just had to ask a few questions just first up. And I said, well,
when was your last poo? Yeah,
well, I said, well, the reason I'm doing this is I'm actually with you guys already, blah, blah, and just buying my first home. And I did a couple of quick sentences. He said, well, you've probably answered 4 of my questions already just in that.
Oh, nice.
That makes it easier.
Doing your job for you, Simon. Yeah.
And he said, you've been with Yui obviously before, so you probably know that we're located up in sunny Queensland. I said, yeah, I did know that. And he said, whereabouts are you, mate? I said, I'm actually down in Tasmania.
Sunny
said,
Tassie.
Oh, I'm actually from Tassie. Tassie's my home state.
Fuck off. Whereabouts?
I said, oh, that's fucking fantastic. I didn't swear. I just, and he said, yeah, born and bred, love Tassie. And he said, I was actually born and bred in Burnie.
What?
And I'm in Burnie, Simon. I'm
fucking.
And he said, no way. I said,
way.
Yes way. Anyway, so.
Simon from Burnie.
So then he said, that's just amusing. He said, kind of, whereabouts are you going? I said, oh, that's on a blah, blah, blah street. It's just off. He said, yeah, I know the area.
Fucking I live next door.
Yeah, but she was not that far away. I lived in Acton.
Of course you did.
All the rest of it. And he said, oh, mate, just before we go any further, I just need to get your surname and your date of birth, just so we can go for it.
Sure.
So I said, it's Barnes, 13 seconds, 73.
Yes.
And then he stopped and he paused. He said, okay.
We went to high school together.
Just to, just as full disclosure.
Yes.
He said, mate, my name's Simon Jago. And I've gone, fuck off. And he said, out of the probably up to a couple of thousand people that are working for Yui that could take this phone call.
This was just pumped to my desk and I just took
and
the call.
And I grabbed it and what are the odds of that? I'm like, fuck off.
And he's living on the Goldie.
Living on the Goldie.
Or the Sunshine Coast, sorry.
Yeah. So, but how coincidental is that?
That is amazing.
Like, that is just bizarre. Absolutely bizarre.
Well, I made a phone
call.
Pretty funny. One of the things that I do for work is I need to organise a first aid supplier.
By the way, great job too, Simon.
Oh, well done, Simo. Good job. Steered you in the right direction by the sounds of it. I need to organise first aid for our event.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to different suppliers.
Very important too because you got people that use sarin grease and they're getting old now.
Exactly.
There's
a hip in no time.
Got to be ready to go.
Yeah. And I spoke to one guy and I said, we're having a similar conversation. I said, you know, this is what I'm after. And he goes, oh, yeah, whereabouts are you? I said, oh, well, the business is located here, but I'm I'm in sunny Tasmania. He goes, oh, are you now? He goes, yeah, I was a med student in Tassie. I lived there for about 4 or 5 years before I started up this business. He goes, I said, really? I said, whereabouts? He goes, oh, you wouldn't know it. I went, wouldn't I? I said, which hospital were you at? He goes, oh, La Trobe. I went, excellent. I live in Leith. And my kids go to school in La Trobe.
Yeah, it's not far away.
Yeah. He goes, no way. And I gave him the name of the school. He goes, that's like less than 2 Ks from where I work. I went, I know, mate. Like, I know where La Trobe is. Like, there's not a big population there. Yeah, so yeah, he knew exactly where I was. Very few people, when I say, because people go, where are you from? And I go, Tassie. And they go, whereabouts in Tassie? I said, you won't know it.
Normally I say, even with Bernie, I'll say Northwest Coast.
Yeah. And I say. Just,
but even dumb people know that's the top end.
Exactly. It's in the north and it's on the west. Yes. And I said, I always say, sunny Leith.
Yep.
And they go, Leith, never heard of it. I said, it's so small, it's not even a town, it's called a hamlet. And it's quite interesting because there's me.
Very Shakespearean.
Yeah, very Shakespearean. Mm. But there's me and there's another guy who works for the business, and we are called the Island Boys.
The Island Boys, both Tassie?
Island Boys. Well, no, because he's on Horn Island.
Where's Horn Island?
So go to Queensland. Then go to the top of Queensland,
mm.
then leave mainland Queensland and get to Thursday Island.
Right.
Take a right, and that is Horn Island.
Great directions. I know if I ever need to get there now, I know exactly how to get there.
I call South Papua New Guinea.
Right.
We are the furthest employees who work for the same organisation in the same country.
Yep, Island Boys.
And so someone, like the T-shirt that I got made for you, someone made for us T-shirts that say Island Boys.
Nice.
And there was both of us just walking around going, we're the Island Boys. And they're like, neither of you sound like that. You are too white. And Tasmania and Horn Island do not have that accent.
Especially not. I don't know about Horn Island.
No.
Never been there, but I know Tassie does not.
No, Horn's pretty much bogan take Queenslanders. Yeah, yep. Pretty much.
Yeah. So, but mate, hopefully, in a few weeks' time, we might not be in the pod cave anymore. We might be in a brand new studio.
We'll call it a studio as well.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Studio B2?
Maybe.
We've already had B1.
True. I mean, we need to get all the bananas.
All the bananas and the pajamas. Yeah.
We've got skin in the game, mate.
Sure do. Now, speaking of traveling, speaking of owning things,
I
just found my mother's diary again. Do we want to do an entry from...
Well, I reckon we can... How are we going time-wise?
Oh, fine.
Reckon we can do a few pages, can't we?
Who gives a shit?
Because I'm still waiting for the sordid sex tales of Penny.
Well, yes. Now, we finished off, we're in September, 7th of September. We were in Germany and we'd just been to the beach. So we are now on the 8th of the 9th.
Lovely.
It's a Monday.
1982, by the way.
1980, by the way,
just to remind people that haven't listened to the past episodes, go back and listen to the rest. It's intriguing.
Correct. We are in Gothenburg in Sweden. Fine, but windy. Mum's. I tell you
she
what.
She loves the weather updates.
If the Bureau of Meteorology wanted to know what the weather was like in random parts of Europe in the 80s, my mum.
Still across it.
All over it. All over it.
Before apps too, remember?
You're correct. So. Left us early, caught the train to Frederick Gustaven, very long name, obviously in Sweden, took 2 hours. And then I had a boat to Gothenburg, 3 hours, very rough crossing, but did it and was good.
I'm curious how long it's going to take before there's an entry mentioning food of something that I ate and whether it was nice or not.
Here we go. You won't have to wait long.
Oh, really?
In Gothenburg, we had our own rooms and all meals included, I think. Yeah.
Good deal.
9th of September, kids or card Norway. I don't know whether or not Mum was working out what to buy. Seems like an odd choice, kids or card. But anyway, we're in Norway. We're in Oslo.
Right, we'll move on.
Is the capital. Yep. Arrived in Oslo via train at 5 p.m., found the hotel near the
Pretty
station.
Pretty much everything would have been train for a back then.
Yeah,
though,
it would have been.
Because you buy the ticket, you go everywhere.
It was a one pass. They bought a 6 month Eurorail, and you could go on any train in Europe.
It'll make you want to travel the train.
And who would? It's so romantic.
Exactly. We can do it. So let's do it.
And it's cheap.
Yeah. Done.
The station was very nice and clean place. Siemens Hotel.
So, okay. Now we're getting into the sorted tales.
S-E-A-M-A-N-S Hotel.
Not as perverse as I thought Penny was going to be, I've got to admit.
Did not change for Joe. Oh, view from the window, overlooking the port. Just great shops and good worked out budget going on approximately $41 a day. So that's what they were spending, $41 a day.
That's a fair bit back then, though. Or are we talking accommodation as well?
Everything.
Okay, maybe not. Now you're doing
so that's
tough.
Accommodation and food for $41 a day.
And that's, what, the three of you?
Correct.
Yeah.
In 1980.
You were no wonder you're a skinny kid.
I was just...
you were malnutrition from an early age. Like a
starving Biafran. and we were really pleased. So the next day is the 10th of September, still in Oslo. Perfect. Cold wind, 4 p.m. Oh, long entry, this one. Well, it's two weeks to the day that we left home, and it seems only a day ago. Oslo was a beautiful city and very clean, and the people are so friendly and helpful. Well, my mum did quite lyrical here. Went to the Viking Museum today, and it was really great. It's hard to believe that the boat stood up to the wind. Lunchtime, we brought at a fresh prawns for $3. $3. $3 for fresh prawns for lunch.
That's not bad. On a $41 a day budget.
For 2 kilos and ate them.
Jesus, that's a lot of prawns.
For 3 people.
2 kilos.
Fuck yeah.
A lot of prawns.
$3.
$3.
For 2 kilos.
Imagine how many prawns you get for $3 now.
Yeah, but one. You got to remember, would have been heads and tails included.
True.
Yeah, half of that's gone.
True, yeah.
You only eat
unless you really... No, it probably gave them to you.
Yeah, probably. That's all a suck on a head.
Yeah, young Joel eat the tails.
We sat in the park and it was great. Helen and I went shopping late in the afternoon, brought Tapestry. Now, I don't know whether or not that is the album or Carole King.
What was the album?
Carole King's Tapestry.
Okay.
One of the most pivotal female writers of our time, mate. And if you don't know fucking Tapestry, we should stop this podcast now and just listen to it because, quite frankly, it made me feel what it was like to be a woman.
So we'll be back in about 43 minutes, kids.
I'm so far away.
Not to say I don't know songs. Don't know the album.
I do.
Obviously.
Obviously. It was on repeat. Here we go. September 11.
Oh.
It was a Thursday, but we're in Oslo, so it was okay. The weather was fine, just in case you were wondering. Left Oslo early afternoon, enormous breakfast, travelled to Meridol by train and caught one of the caught something.
You can tell we haven't read this before.
10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Kids are good because we're still travelling with the other couple in their child, remember? Yep. The train trip from Oslo to Tommydale was great, beautiful scenery. There were mountains, rivers, but from it was spectacular.
Spectacular.
The train stopped 4 times on the way down to show the something, allowed people to get off. Oh, fucking 2 pages for one thing and take photos. It was unbelievable, and every few hundred feet, metric, mum, come on. Come on.
Well, that was the 80s. But
I know. We were in metric by then. Mm. Come on. There were waterfalls, small mountains, but all the way, looked like a glacier, she said.
You know that album, mate, with the waterfalls on it? Yeah, TLC. One of the most classic trio albums of all time.
And waterfalls. Very wet day. It was wet. Apparently.
Well, there's waterfalls, Penny. What do you expect?
Close to a little cabin and lovely just to stop for a day. Snow on the mountain peaks. Wonderful. We'll do one more. Oh, this must have been, it was over 2 days, but she kept writing. Excellent.
Okay. Is this a different day now?
Saturday the 13th.
I'm hoping that we're going to get the weather and also some kind of mention of food in this entry.
Okay.
Cool.
You're not going to be kept wanting because on the 13th, which is a Saturday, from Norway, it was wet.
Nice. Because there is a system she has going on here.
It's just what ticks her boxes. Left at 9 p.m., caught the boat to Goodenwanken.
Good and wanking.
Well, it looks like G-O-O-D-V-A-N-K-I-N. Good and wanking.
Good and wanking.
But it's probably not that. It could be U-A-N-K-I-N or something. I don't know. Which right showed us a room of the fjord. Very – mum's been drinking because I can't read her handwriting. And then caught a bus to Venu. The people here seem to live – in the most wonderful of all something. Then caught a train from Vu to Mirrodal and then back to From. Yeah, Mum, I tell you what, I'm struggling to read Mum's writing. I think she'd been day drinking.
Yeah, she's on holiday.
And there was no mention of food.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Oh, but this will, here we go. Here we go.
Right.
14th. And 15th of February, Sunday.
She drank so much the 2 days blurred together.
Sunday, Monday, still wet.
Right.
Left Fram at 11 a.m. and travelled to Madrid to Oslo. Arrived at 6 p.m. Unable to get accommodation, took the night train to Rotterdam. Arrived at 7:15 a.m. This used to be an old capital of Norway. Walked around town for 5 hours. Brought Joe... Wet weather outfit, $20.
That's half the daily budget, Joe.
And gumboots, $5.
More than half the daily budget.
Correct.
There's no eating prawns today.
Think they will be worth it. Joe fell tonight and split his head. But it's not too deep. There we go.
Well, luckily, I mean, your mum was a nurse.
Yeah.
So she would have known stuff.
One would have hoped. One would have hoped. But, yeah, it
– isn't it funny, though, how some reason, out of nowhere, you just accidentally fall and split your head.
In my brand-new clothes.
Yeah, funny that.
Yeah, and you know, I'll do the last one.
It wouldn't have been a moment where maybe Mum got a little bit pissed off with a little red-headed kid that won't shut the fuck up.
Just nudged him a little bit into an oncoming bus.
Get up. It didn't hurt, you little prick.
Exactly. Days 21 and 22 was the 16th and 17th of September. Tuesday and Wednesday, it was sunny – but misty.
Okay.
Sunny and misty. Great strippers. Tuesday, left for
that was Amsterdam.
Rotterdam at 8:10 and travelled till 7 p.m. Oh, a.m. and travelled till 7 p.m. Arrived at Fosk.
That's a fairly long trip.
Train. Stayed at the hostel and the trip was good. Something terrific. Wednesday, caught a bus from Fosk to Narvik. 5 hours, travelled again and stayed at a hostel. Yeah, and that was it.
You know what I feel like we should have done with this?
Read it beforehand and got Mum to translate it and put it into English? Yeah, I think that's a fucking great idea, mate.
Mate.
Yes.
No, it's a shame that we didn't actually have a map.
Oh, and chart it.
I mean, just chart it through.
But I will say.
But it does send a little bit of back and forth in spots too, though.
Like, this is the writing that I'm trying to read.
Oh, wow. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but now...
No, you're doing all right.
Then Mum gets a new pen.
Oh!
And look at that.
Yeah, that's better.
Things are getting much clearer on the 18th of September.
Well, the thing is, mate, the problem that you have is that she couldn't afford to buy a new pen because she spent all that money on your wet weather gear.
It gets a bit shaky later on.
There's a bit of multicolour pens there too.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I don't know. Someone else looks like the writing in that one because look at that. I don't know.
That's
I think Mum was experimenting with things.
That is Struggle Street.
I'm telling you, folks, when we get to
we may have to actually get Penny to come in and guest star.
When we get to the 10th of November, which is wet and sunny, things are going to be a bit of a shit show with me trying to read it. It's going to be, oh, you know why? Because it was Greece. Like, things, a bit too much ouzo, I think,
right,
is what happened
reckon?
There.
Yeah, right.
But, yeah, she gets a bit more chatty a little bit later on.
I'm certain as the trip goes on, she'll get more relaxed, open up a bit more on the diary, thinking, you know what? No one's ever going to read this.
No one.
And we're just waiting for that moment. That moment.
I don't know whether or not even Mum could translate it now. Because, I mean, her eyes aren't what they used to be.
True. I mean, we are talking, what, 45, well, not quite 45 years ago, 44 years ago.
44 years ago.
Yeah.
Back when she was
a young whippersnapper.
How amazing, though, that I get to read something that my mother wrote when she was 26.
There you go.
I can't even remember what I was doing at 26. Yet I can see the way my mother thought.
You would have been in Melbourne at 26, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, easy. I would have been married 4 or 5 years then.
Yeah. Would you have been at Point Cook by then or not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how old would I have been? 26. So 74, I would have just been buying Point Cook. We moved there in 2001.
There you go.
Yeah, we'd just come back from Spain. Fuck. Oh, hello. It's a winky dink. World travelers at 26. Yeah, we would have just come back from Spain and America, which we decided to do before we looked at buying a house because we were sitting there and we were like, Amy wanted to go, oh, we should think about buying a house. And we looked at where we were and we had a Tassie budget in our head of what we wanted to spend. And at the time it was $200,000. That's what we decided that was our spend limit.
Yep.
And then we looked at what $200,000 would.
And realised, fuck, we're not in Tassie.
We're not in Tassie and we're in a suburb in Melbourne called Q, not near Q, far Q.
Yep.
And that $200,000 would have bought us a single bedroom apartment.
Yeah.
At best. And we were like, no, we want more. And that's why we ended up moving out to the suburbs.
Suburbia.
But we made the decision. We were like, well, and we had friends of ours who were getting married in Spain and we were like, we couldn't afford at the time, which was, I think, 98, 99, they got married and we couldn't do it. So we said, we'll save up our pennies. Not my mum, because we already had her. You can't get much to trade in on, though.
True.
Yeah, she's done a couple of miles.
Invaluable, mate.
Invaluable. Priceless. And so we went, let's travel before we decide to get a mortgage, because we thought at the time, even if we get a mortgage, it will be a couple of years before we'll be able to save enough whilst paying off a mortgage to be able to travel international. So we took our savings and we went and we did Spain, and then we went to the US because Amy's got family there. And that was our last trip before, yeah, we bought our place in 2001, and then the next international jaunt we did, I think, would have been 2005?
Yep.
Yeah. So it was awesome, though, but, yeah, look at that. Mum and I might have been in Spain in our 20s.
Whew. 26 club is when Aussies travel. 27 club is when Holy War people die.
Yeah, well,
just make that dark or anything.
Fuck, wow, that was a bit sad.
Oh well, you know, think yourself lucky.
Yeah. Well, on that, roadies, I think it's best to say au revoir.
I've been wondering where you were going to fit it in, and no pun intended on that. Got to add some French in.
Yeah, I had a little bit, and I thought, no, you know what? I'm going to save it to the end.
So tell you what, it's not that far away.
No, it is not.
We will have to leave the brand new studio to travel to the Olympics to be the official podcast.
Yeah, I think we will, actually, because
is that July, I think, off memory?
It is.
I can't remember when our flight's booked in for, Joe.
In for a flight, though, because we're being chartered, obviously. So it'll be a private.
Well, that's what I mean. I don't even know.
A Learjet.
Yeah, our PA does that.
Yeah.
You know, we don't do that shit.
No.
It's below us.
No. Mm. So, mind you, I have got here, if you want, we can cover it another time, 100 French words and phrases to make you sound like a local during the Olympic Games.
Oh, wonderful. I look forward to that moment.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
Paris. Nothing like a little bit of tongue Olympics.
Hang on a second. Count.
What's he checking?
Down to Paris.
Oh.
The countdown to Paris.
How many days?
100 days.
100 days, which by the time people listen to this will be 93.
Yeah. Oh, 5 days ago, it was 100 days, so fucking it's getting close, mate. It's like 3 months.
We're in two figures. Unbelievable.
I can't wait. I mean, you're going to get in a new house.
Yep.
So that'll be set.
Yes.
I've got another trip away for work to do.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I get back from that, you and I jumping on the Concorde.
Yep.
Because that's French. Or yep. a Learjet.
Yep, we'll go that. Yep.
And then we're fucking in.
Yeah.
I am happy, Harry. Though, that you are going to be a homeowner by the time the Olympics come on. Because when we get back, obviously we won't be there for the full Olympics.
Oh, no.
We have other commitments.
Yeah. We're busy.
Very busy. We'll still be able to, you know, be from the new studio and be able to do some, you know, watch-alongs and all that kind of stuff with the roadies. Definitely. So that'll be... It'd be fantastic.
We love a bit of Olympics.
Who doesn't? Who doesn't? Anyway, roadies, on that, it's time to say au revoir. I am Joe.
I'm Troy.
And we are the South Road Boys.
We certainly are.